All right, Tuesday. It's Tuesday, seventh day of Hanukkah, 11 December 2007, to Arabeis Teves, Shlishi in Vayigash. So let's start. Vato and now. Lo atem shlachtam osiheno. You have not sent me here. Ki Elohim, but Hashem sent me here. You were the agent, but He sent me here. Vayasimeini, and He made me three things. La'av, the Paro, advisor of Paro. Of, Rashi says, chover, his friend, of his father, like a father, or the patron, his patron, a protector. Or the adon, number two, a chief of staff, adon al kol beis, so I run the whole government. Or Moshe b'chol eretz Mitzrayim, and as far as the people, I'm the prime minister of b'chol eretz Mitzrayim. Maru, quickly, valu el ovi, go up to my father, v'amartam el ov, and tell him, the following. Go on, my vintiko Yosef. So says your son Yosef. Somani Elohim Ladon the Cholom Mitzrayim. Elohim made me the Adon, the ruler of the whole country of Egypt. For though I like, come down to me, Al Tamo, don't stand. Don't wait a minute. Ah, is that there a cheres? Yosef should go to his father. No. He's a Navi. And the Navi, and he had a dream, which was Nevuah, that his father has to come down because he had the Nevuah about the sun and the moon and 11 stars. So the 11 stars are the brothers. And the sun is the father, and the moon is Bilhah, because Rachel died. So he has to be in the dream has to come true, because it all started hundreds of years ago from Avraham Avinu, that they have to be in the land, Eretz Lo Lohem, and 400 years, which means from the time Yitzchak was born until the time he went down was 190 years, and now they have to finish off the 210 by staying there, to finish off the 400 years. By finishing off the 210, the 190 and the 210 is 400 years. So the 190 is already finished from the birth of Yitzchak until this moment when Yosef came down 22 years earlier. He was 12 years in jail and 9 years as a king. That's 22 years, and now he's 39 because he became a king with 30. So when Yaakov sent him down, from the valley of Chevron, but Chevron was in a hill. Amek means Eitz Amukom, from that deep advice of Avraham Avinu hundreds of years before, that they have to spend 400 years in Mitzrayim in the state of Tsar. From the moment he got the message at 70 years of age, Avraham, 30 years later was the birth of Yitzchak at 100, so really it was 430 years. So it says when they got out of Mitzrayim, after 430 years, but it was only 210, which means the 430 years started from the 70 years before he was 100, those 30 years, and then Yitzchak was born, until Yosef went down. It was 190 years, and all you have left is 210. 190, 210 is 400. So now, come on down, continue the 210. Radu means 210. And Yaakov told Yosef, Radu, go down. And it started 22 years earlier. There's only 188 years left to go. So, that is what he says. Redoy, like, come to me, Altamo, don't wait a place a minute. If you're Shapta Be'eretz Goshen, you'll live in that Geretz Goshen, which is the Nile Delta, if you know a map of North Africa, which Egypt is North Africa, the top of of Egypt is North Africa, and the Nile Delta is very fertile. Be'eretz Goshen, which was up there on the top of the country, all you saw, Kordovela, you'll be close to me, because the capital is there also, in the Nile Delta. Ba'ato v'necho, you and your sons, v'nei v'necho, and the children, your children's children, v'sonecho, your sheep, v'korcha, your cattle, v'chol asher loch, v'chikalti osocho, sham, I will feed you there. Ke'od chamishonim ro'ov, there's 5 more years of ro'ov, he thought. But when Yaakov came, he stopped it. That's why they adored and honored Yaakov, the goyim. Ke'pentivarish, lest you come to poverty, rosh, interesting, rosh is papur. Reish Aleph Shin is Rosh, head. The opposite is take away the Aleph. Hashem doesn't want you to be rich or make you poor. It's all up to Hashkocha Pratis. Reish Shin is poor. Ato, unless you come to poverty, Ato, Veitzchov, Chol, Esholach, and everything you own. Hine, Enechem Roas, and your eyes see. Now he's talking to the brothers, the Shiftei Yisrael, the 11 brothers. Hine, Enechem Roas, Hine, your eyes see. What? You see my Kvodi, and you see that I'm have Milo. Veine, Ochi Binyamin, and the eyes of my brother Binyamin. Since he was not at the sale, I have nothing against him. Therefore, I have no sin against you. Kipi hamadaber lechem. It's the mouth that's speaking to you. In Lashon HaKodesh. Ah, so three things the Pasuk is saying. Ro'o, you saw the Mila and the Kavod. Shoma, you heard Loshon Kodesh, and Maven, you understand that there's no sin between you, because I'm looking at the eyes. You see in the eyes of Achim, my brother, Binyamin sees everything, and I have no sin to him, because he was not at the Mechira, so I have no sin to you. Kipi, my mouth. Didn't say kipi, like my mouth. No, kipi, just like my heart, so is my mouth. I say what I mean, and I mean what I say. So he says, I'm not echa b'lev and echa b'peh. I don't say one thing and think another thing. Kipi, my mouth is like my, what I think. Also, chapeh yud, without any vowels, would be kapai. My grip, you're in my grasp right now. I could kill you, you know that. What you did to me. Kapai, you're in my grasp. I could take revenge and you'd be nothing in 2 minutes. But I'm not going to do that. So here the Mayan learns a tremendous, Mayan Beis Hasheva, Zecher Tzadik Kodesh Baruch Hu, learned, this is his Bar Mitzvah Seder, by the way, Yigash is the Mayan Beis Hasheva, Bar Mitzvah Seder. He writes, he says a tremendous thing here. Right before Shlishi, he says, Gushuno Eli, come over to me, Yigashu. And they came over. He saw that they were scared, so he talked to them nicely. Ro'o Osam Nesugim La'achor, he saw them walking backwards, they were petrified. When he said, I am Yosef, maybe it was legit, maybe it's another trick. Now my brothers are embarrassed. He called them very softly and appeasingly. He showed them that he is mauled. So now the Mayan asks a question. What does that prove? Yosef, when he came in as a king, said 9 years before, made a gezerah, all males must be mauled. So it proves zero. Listen, Rabbi Yisai, how a good will be Yisrael thinks, how a tzaddik and a gon and machshava thinks. It says, Kipi Hamadaber Lechem, the mouth that speaks to you. The Chachamim tell us, the way you speak, that's the way, what kind of mortal life you live. If you tell off-color, dirty jokes, snivel peh, your sichas chulin is filthy, and your casual conversation is always talking about that one subject, you probably are an immortal lowlife. The mouth determines what do you do with your aver. That is legitimate. That is a legitimate indicator what kind of life you are, life you live. Yeshunoi lying, call Amitzvim Hoyum Muhulim, Maz, and this is no raya. Elo Moshel, who says the mind, the Moshel, Kipi Hamadaber Lechem, Milashonoi Hikir Shlo Oso Masa Aveiro. That's why at Bris Milo you have Mitzitze Bipeh. Just like the mouth creates worlds, all the mitzvah does makes a koech, a proclet, a defender. It creates forces, so that aver creates people. You make a body in which Hashem puts a neshama to have another person to be able to be makar debor olam and say Shema Yisrael Hashem Eloken Hashem Echad, Hashem Hu Elokim. Just like that aver, which is the epitome of Gashmias, we convert that into the epitome of Ruchnias, because the first man, before he did a chet, was walking naked. He didn't have a steer between Gashmias and Ruchnias. He never listened to his Yetzer Hara. But once you're influenced by Yetzer Hara, then you notice the two natures in a person. When you're at Tzaddik, your Netzer HaTov, Yetzer Hara is all the same. There's no contradiction in Gashmias and Ruchnias. Your outside life has to be like your inside life. There's no showmanship. It's tocho kebaro. Your outside is like your inside. You really are a from tzaddik. You're not putting on a show. It's not chitzonius. It's real panemius. So therefore, at a bris milah, when the job just starts, you need a mitzitza bepeh, that the peh and the aver have to come in contact, which means echabel, that means kipi, the mouth that speaks Lashon HaKodesh, holy language. Even Egyptian, it doesn't talk in filthy language, or English, or Russian, or German, or whatever language you speak, or Yiddish. It's a language that is only high class, refined, and the highest form of language. Lashon Sagi Nohar all the time, no prostitute talking. So therefore, he wanted to show them that by the way I speak, you can see that I lived al pi halacha, and I did everything according to Torah. And the biggest yetzer of a man is Gezel and Arias, and he's the king of the country. And that country was shtufei zimo, and he was not like that. In fact, when they looked at him, nivhalu mipanav, until that moment, they never looked at his face, because they're paskin among themselves. It's usher to look at the face of a Russian. Now he says, nivhalu mipanav, they were ultra shock about his face, because the face was the face of Yaakov. mipanov, because of his face, Yaakov's face. They were shocked that he had face of Yaakov. And the person does averus, he changes his face. Chochmas adam toy panov, the wisdom of a person, or non-wisdom, you can see in his face. They saw that this tzaddik was really a tzaddik tomim, and a novi, and another shakran, and another novi sheker, and another hallucin, and they saw that they were ashamed of his face, because it represented the father's face. Ooh, we got it to the Lord, we tell my father, it's called Kavodi, all my honor, b'mitzrayim, it's called Asher Isim, everything you have seen, my Kavod, and that I live here like Ben Torah. Mahartim, Horatim, is Ovi Hain, to bring my father down here. Now, let's take a look at this. Maharu v'alu el Ovi, go up to my father. Eretz Yisrael, Rashi says, Gavoa Mikol Aratz is higher than all the other countries. Go north. What do you have to tell me, Eretz Yisrael, Gavoa Mikol Aratz? Everybody knows that Mitzrayim is below Eretz Yisrael. When you go to Eretz Canaan, you're going north. What do you have to tell me this? They made the trip so many times. Rashi doesn't have to tell me that Eretz Yisrael is higher at the north of Mitzrayim. It's not telling you that. It's telling you that Eretz Yisrael, Gavoha, is higher than Mikol Aratz. Wait a minute. Hold it. I mean, that's not true. There's many, most places in the world are higher than Eretz Yisrael. Mount Everest is higher. Nepal, the Rocky Mountains in America is higher. In New York State, the Adirondacks are higher. What do you mean? Out there in India, the Himalayas are higher. What are you talking about? The lowest place on earth is Eretz Yisrael. You know that? Dead Sea, on top of the Dead Sea, it's 1,100 feet below sea level. About 400 meters. How can you tell me that Eretz Yisrael, Gavoa Mikol Aratz? How do you say that? I mean, Rashi doesn't, he knows everything about everything. Rashi knows all, he knows about the word of Hashem and the world of Hashem. He knows about Torah, he knows about science and Teva. So the answer is like this. Gavoa is always used for Ruchnis. Gavoa mal Gavoa Hashem. Lamalo it doesn't say. Lamalo is physical height. Doesn't say that. Yisrael Gavoa mikol aratzos. Ah, and so you say Lamalo is always Kashmir's. Oh, upschlag, we can contradict this, 13 Shir HaMalos. Now what do you say? If you look in those 15 Shir HaMalos, you'll see that everyone talks about physical protection of David HaMelech. Every single one. About the hills around Yerushalayim and walking into the base of Medrash, and the people tried to kill me 15 times. I elevated myself physically. God saved me from physical danger. Look at the 15 shamalos, you'll see. Gavoa ma gavoa Hashem is strictly ruchnis. Or like the other parshim say, you can turn Eretz Yisrael in any direction. You can turn a sphere and make it go, make it be on top. I can take an apple or an orange or a round sphere of basketball and put a dot on it and turn it up to the top. And I can turn any place you want. It doesn't have depressions. It can be on top. Eretz Yisrael depends where you find out is the most important spot. And the world of map making, north is the direction all the maps are, the reference is north. Eretz Yisrael, we don't do that. Our main direction is east. If you live in China, your direction of Eretz Yisrael is west. You live in South Africa, in Australia, then your direction of reference is north. If you live in Moscow, the direction is south. All depends where you live. So our reference is not north. Our reference is always toward your Eretz Yisrael, toward Europe and America. It happened to be east, for Jordan and from Iraq and Babel and anywhere over there, India and China is west, and for South America and India or over there, it's Australia and it's north, and for the north countries it's south. So yeah, we had the references is changeable. So we can say Eretz Yisrael is on top of the globe, right? Physically, even. So, or it could be, like we said, it's the highest country spiritually. Enechem mahu, enechem eini achi bin pasigud beit. Hina enechem roz, eini achi bin yomen. Kipi hamadaber lechem. You see, I'm speaking to you Hebrew. Omer the Gemara and Megillah Daf Tez Zayin. Ma hu einechem ve'einei ochi bin Yomin. Omer Belezer, Omer Lahem. Kishem she'ein b'libi al bin Yomin. I have no sin against bin Yomin. Shelo hoyu b'michi rossi. Never got involved in that sale. Kach ein b'libi aleichem. I have nothing against you in my heart. Kipi, Hamadaber, ma hu kipi. Omer Belezer, Omer Lahem, kipi. Kain libi. My heart is like my mouth. It's not echa melev and echa bepe. I'm not insincere. And also, kapai, you're in my grasp now. I could get rid of you if I want. You know that. Okay. Yikaratem lo'ovi, tell my father, it's called kivodi b'mitzrayim, that the chalomos, the nevuah, were true. It's called asheri isem, everything you saw. Mihartem, quickly go, v'radtem asovi hein, bring my father down here. V'yipa atzavrei b'nyomen, he fell on the neck of b'nyomen, achiv his brother, v'yef, he cried. B'nyomen bocho al tzavarov. And b'nyomen cried on his neck, menashik l'chol echav v'yef, and he kissed all his brothers and he cried, aleim. V'achvi kein dibre echav itan, then they spoke to him. Now let's take a look at this pasuk. Yipol al tzavrei binyamin. Yipol al tzavrei binyamin achiv achiv ayev. Ashnei mikdashos. On the two base of mikdashos, they shall see them lios bechelko. One lived in 420 years, one is 420. One Har Maria as the chelik of binyamin shall be yomim. The sofa lichar will be destroyed. So he cried. Binyamin boch al tzavarov and binyamin cried on his neck al mishkan shilo. So other lios. Bechelko shall Yosef. It's going to be in Yosef's section. The Sovel Yecharavir lasted for 369 years, most of the years of the Shoftim. Now, we have a problem here. Oh, we have a problem. Al Tzavrei Binyamin says the Gemara Megillah Tezvot. Tzchi kamet Tzavarav hoyle Binyamin. How many necks did Binyamin have? Tzavrei is plural, you know. Omeleza bocha al shnei mikdashim, the two body mikdash. Shasidin Yosef Bechelko dais vishin bayisheni. Vevasidin Lecharav. And Binyamin bocha al savarov, and Binyamin cried on his neck. Amar Lezer bocha al mishkan shilo. Shalosin liyos bechelko she Yosef. It's going to be Yosef's chelik shilo for 369 years. Shalosin lechariv, and that'll be destroyed. So Binyamin's chelik will have two batei mikdash destroyed, and Yosef will have one. Now he says here al savarei, we only have one neck, so it means the two batei mikdash. Very good. Now we got a bumper kasha. It's also written with a yud vav as plural. Ah, so it doesn't work. Shiloh's only one. That's why if you're a medakdek, you have to learn differently. By Binyamin, it says v'yipol and v'yeich. That's the reason why he fell and he cried for two bati of mikdash. Binyamin, it only says bochol. Now that works. And that's for mishkan shiloh. So what means tzavarei? Tzmichos, that's all. The one neck of Tzavarei, like El Kei Avram, the Kei Yisrael, Kei Yaakov, doesn't mean two, Smichus. And what means Tzavarov? Possessive, his neck. Now we have another kasha. Why is the Beis HaMikdash called Tzavar neck? The Beis HaMikdash Mechuna B'Shem Tzavar, why neck? Why not head? You know that the head represents Ruchnius, and the Guf represents Gashmius. You know, within between the Rufnis and the Gavinis, a neck. K'migdal David Savoreich. Like the tower of David, a high tower, is your neck. The Koyal Beis HaMikdash. So the Beis HaMikdash is a neck that connects Ruchnias, pure Ruchnias, with Gashmias. Oh, Rabbi Yisrael, here comes a tremendous Musar Vart. The Beis HaMikdash Mechuna B'Shem Savor. The Beis HaMikdash is called the neck, the connector between Ruchnias and Gashmias. The way a human being connects with Gashmias, his physical life with Gashmias, is through the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is called Tzavar, the neck. The Beis HaMikdash Mechuno B'Shem Tzavar, Kez K'migdal David, the Tower of David. Tzavar Recha is your neck, it says in Shir Shirim. K'migdal David, the Tower of David, Tzavar Reich, the Koyal Beis HaMikdash. The way a human being, Guf, Gashmias, connects with Ruchnias is through the Beis HaMikdash. That's the medium to which a man can elevate himself. Wow. The Rosh is Ruchnias. The Guf is Gashmias. The connector is the neck. The Beis HaMikdash is a connector. The Beis HaMikdash Mechuna B'Shem Tzavar. K'migdal David Tzavarech. The power tower of David. That means the Beis HaMikdash is your neck. That goes on the Beis HaMikdash. Look in Shir Shirim. I called Nishma Beis Faro, and the government officers heard this. Lemo, Bo Achi Yosef. Oh, he has brothers. He's not a Meshuggah, the man who starts screaming and crying in front of and throws out the security guards. He has a brother. Yeah, they had some kind of make up for some lost time. He has a family. What do you know? He's not a commoner. Kol Nishmei Sfar, he's very happy. Bo Achi Yosef, Yita Bein Ifar, it's a very good thing. He's a blue blood also. He comes from the most legitimate and aristocratic family in Canaan. He's not a commoner. He's a blue blood, like us. Yita Bein Ifar, Bein Avodov, he's not a nobody. He's a somebody. Shebetchila Choshev, Shehu Yosef, Bo Mimishpocha, Peshuta, Lo Yichus. Oh, now they see he comes from a very miyuchistic family. Yomer Parel Yosef, Emor El Chechot, tell your brothers, Azosasu, this is what you have to do. Tanders, Bircham, load up your donkeys, your animals, Chu, Bo, Arzu, Canaan, and go to the camp, come to Eretz Canaan. Gehu, as Abicham, take your father, on the donkeys, Vespoteim, your family, boy line, come to me, Etim, no, Lochem, and I'm going to give you as two Eretz Mitzrayim, the best part of Eretz Mitzrayim, Dichlu, as Chelibor, you're going to eat the fat of the earth, you're going to be in Goshen, the best place. And then he changed his mind, Paro. That's not Pekovedic. A man like this, the prime minister's father should come on a donkey. Ato tzuveisi. I changed my mind. Ato, you command those asu in my name. They should change the whole thing. Kudachem Eretz Mitzrayim, take from Egypt, Agolos, royal horses and wagons from the king. Eretz Mitzrayim, it belongs to the government. You tell them in my name. Ato, you tzuveisi. You command them in my name, Zosasu. I changed my mind. They should get, Yosef should tell them, not donkeys, Kukunachem, Eretz Mitzrayim, Agolos, wagons. Horse-drawn wagons, the Tabachem for little children, or the Sheikhem for your wives, or the Sosim, Zavichem, and come, let's come your father, bring your father there with you. Why is your father mentioned last? Because Achron, Achron, Choviv, last, covered. And don't have any tochos, don't have any kapiti. Leave all your furniture behind. I'm giving you more better housing and furniture than you ever had. Kituv, Eretz, Kol Eretz Mitzrayim, will come. The best of the Egypt is for you. Who? Yasekei Bnei Yisrael, and they did, and that's what they did. They took Egyptian royal federal wagons from the government. Yitlohem Yosef Agolos, Paro gave them wagons, Al Pifaro, official transportation of the king. Yitlohem Seidel Dork, and gave him food along the way to eat. And besides the food, he gave him back. Agolos, wagons. Everyone then he gave Ish Khalifo Samolos a change of clothes. Why? Because he caused through his son, Menashe, the 10-year-old who pursued them that morning, that same morning, he made them cause them to tear their garments. Now he may give them nice garments again. He gave Minyaman 300 coins, the Komish Khalifos, and five switches of garments. Why is this? Why do you do this? Why do you do this? Why do you do this? Chamisha Khalifas Kasamolos, Fi Epshah, is it possible? Shtovash and its Tarba Osa Tzadik. Yosef suffered from that he had special garments that his father made and gave him Kasonis Pasim. That started the whole hatred. You're going to start this over again? Chi Epshah, is it possible? A smart man like Yosef doesn't get this? Dovash and its Tar Osa Tzadik Yichshaboy, who may cause them to have trouble again. Again, a sinner, secret hatred and jealousy? Omra bin Yomin, Bayefez, Remez, Romas Lo. He was hinting to him, to bin Yomin, Shosid, let's say, Mimenu, that would come out of bin Yomin, a great person, Ben Shiotzim, Lothay Amelech, who's going to walk in front of the king, Bechamishin, Lebushe Malchus, five types of garments of the king. Ezehu, that's Mordechai. Shneemar says in Esther, Tess, Mordechai Yoseim, Lefnei Amelech, Belebush Malchus. He came out, that was begodim, Lavush, lavish garments. The Chayil is one, Chor two, Vaterzov, Gedola, big golden crown three, Tachitz boots, long thing of linen, and Argoman in purple, that's five. Five types of garments. Chamesh Chalifos. Oh, now that's one thought. I'll tell you another thought about this. The Chulam Nosan, the Ish Chalifos. The word Chalifos is written mole with a vav. They got very good quality garments. Samolos, that says in Enkelos, Levush. Not big of them. They just not clothes. They were lavish garments. The binyamin osan shol shmeos chesed 300 silvers and chamesh chalifos without a vav. He gave binyamin five inferior sets of clothing equal to the one set of clothing that he gave to everyone else. So now it's back and it's fair and square. Now what's the shalosh meos chesed? 300 kesef. Do you know we have a rule in Halach? If you sell your eved ivri to goyim, they punish you 10 times, and the price of a eved is 30 shekels. So 10 times 30 is 300. 10 of them sinned by selling an eved ivri to goyim, and that would be a legitimate 30 shekels. You find a person for that, a Jew who does that. So 10 of them did it, it's 300. So he gave 300 to Binyam, which means they really have to pay him back 300. Instead of not instead of paying him back, let him keep the money. But he, Binyam, gets 300, they get nothing, which means like they paid. Instead of paying Yosef 300, let them keep it. Now he's giving Binyam 300 silver coins, and they get nothing, which means as if they paid it back. And we have a rule that let's see, Shor Hanogach, something like this. Called, it says, if a Shor is warned by the master's warned to watch your wild bull, and he doesn't, and he Nogach is a Eved, so then you have to pay him for the dead Eved Shloshim 30 silvers. So this is Shalom. His domim, that the amount he's worth. If an eved, a wild bull, a bull gores an eved, you got to pay 30, and you kill the shor haniskel. You stone this shor after the owner's been warned many times. That's the only time you stone an animal, shor haniskel, if he gores different people, and if he gores an eved, you pay 30. And 10 brothers are guilty of goring, having him almost killed. They had to pay 300, so they didn't pay, but they didn't get. Then he did. That's it. Now, what means ichlu es chelev oretz? They're going to eat the best of the land. Ooh, it's interesting here, right? Ichlu es chelev oretz. Kol chelev loshen mutab. It's the best of the land. So it says here, nibo ve'en yodeyam anibo. Yosef was saying something. He didn't realize what he was saying. He was really prophesying. Sofa la sosa kemetzulo shein bo dogim. They're going to make after 210 years of Mitzrayim like a pond that has no fish. Well, what did that have? How do you find that out? Ichlu es chelev oretz. How do you know that? They're going to eat up the best of the land. How are you going to? What's this mean? Nibo. Rashi says Nibo v'nei yudeya ma Nibo. He prophesied Yosef. He didn't know what he was talking about. And 210 years from now, under 88 years from now, they're going to make Mitzrayim, as it says, kemetzulo, like a pond shein bo dogim. Why? The ichlu as chedivar is you're going to eat. It says the best part of the land, but it really means the ichlu. You're going to consume. You're going to bankrupt the country. All the money was taken out, right? The Egyptians gave them money for all the 210 years. They slave labor. They didn't pay them. It says they emptied out the treasury of Egypt. It's like a pond that has no fish. The ichlu, they're going to eat up. They're going to bankrupt. As chelivar, it's the best part of the country, the gold and the silver. And it says in Mefarshim that a pond, most of the fish is not found way down on the deep water. It's found in shallow water. So a pond is a shallow water. There's no fish there. That's where most of the fish are in the first 10, 20, 30, 40 feet of a lake. So the first 100 feet even is the shallow part. That's where most of the fish is. This is going to be a pond, and most of the fish would come up, right? They're not going to have no fish in it. It means you're going to bankrupt the country. The ichlu, you're going to eat up. It's chelev oretz, the best part of the country. All the money, everything. It's like a pond that has no fish. And now he gives Binyamin more clothes than them, five times as much. One teretz is because they're going to be, Mordechai comes from Binyamin, it says in Esther, and he's going to walk in front of the king. B'chamisha levushim malchus, techeles, v'chur, terzov, gedolo, and tachus butz, and nagomon. There's also something else here. The remez is that two children from Rachel both will have two kings. Yosef is a melech Mitzrayim, and melech Mashiach ben Yosef. And Binyamin has two kings, Shaul HaMelech and Mordechai. First comes Mordechai, then Shaul HaMelech. Interesting. Both of the children of Rachel will be kings. Yosef was a king, and Binyamin will be a king, Mordechai. And Yosef has two things. He's a melech, and Mashiach ben Yosef comes from him. And Binyamin has Mordechai and then Shaul HaMelech. Interesting, right? Okay. Ovi and the Ovi Sholach Kazos. His father he sent like this: Asar Chamorim, 10 male donkeys, nosim metuv mitzrayim, carrying the best of mitzrayim, the wine and the beans you'll see soon. That's esa ason, nosim 10 female donkeys, nosim bor, carrying grain, velechem and meat, umozum and relish. The aviv ladorach. Now, take a look at this. Kazos, kechezman azer, umahu hachezman, 10 donkeys and 10 donkeys. But Sonar Shemina wants to say that the word kizos like this is unnecessary. Why don't you just say, well, ofim sholach, asorgum, chamorim, etc., and asorgum, chazonis? What do you mean kizos? Kimolum lo sholach lo nothing. He sent them nothing. Says in Rashi, he never sent them 20 donkeys, never. Because he says then a few pasukim later, when Yaakov saw this, he says, v'yar sagolos, he saw the wagons. Or sholach Yosef, where's the donkeys? He never sent 10 and 10 or 20 donkeys. Kizos, thou weight, the portage, the amount that 20 donkeys could carry. Oh, he put them in the agolas, in the wagons. He never sent them yud chamorim, 10 male donkeys and 10 females. Never. Raki hochi gomar, koro, this is what the pasuk means. Ulovav sholach ba'agolos. He sent in the wagons, the covered wagon, that 20 donkeys would carry. That's all it means. Metuv Mitzrayim, says Rashi. Mitzina Gemara, Shesholach lo yayin Yashim. He sent them old wine. Shadav Sakenim Nochim. And old people appreciate old wine because old people realize two things get better with age: human beings and wine. The older it is, the more expensive it is, and the older you are, the smarter you are. And it says, Das Akenim, the mind of the Akenim. Didn't say he drank it. Yaakov wouldn't drink Stam Yenim and Yain Nesach, wouldn't think about it. It's symbolism only. Sholem, Yosef sent him, Stam was kosher wine. I know, but he wouldn't drink it unless it had action on it, or maybe it did, maybe it didn't. But the point of it is, Shadas Akenim. It doesn't say he liked the taste of it. The mind, the symbolism of old wine and old people is similar. Both are wiser when they're older than when they're young. So he sent them covered wagons with the load of 20 donkeys. And what were some of the things? Yayin, wine. And then it says bar, grain, which is food. Lecha means meat here. And mozum means relish and what Rashi says. Bar, v'lechem, ketagum, or mozum. Lifton. It means some kind of relish to smear on the bread. Matuv merits Mitzrayim. My Matuv Mitzrayim. Omra ben Yomin. By Ephes. Omra ben Lozin. Shalach lo yayin yoshon. Old wine. Shadasa kenim nochem. And old people appreciate that. The symbolism. Bar. Lechem and mazon. Three things. My kivin shalomra bar. Grain. Lechem and food. Ma tamalom od mazon. El malamish hakol hadvorim koruyim mazon. Everything is called mazon. Everything. Meat and bread and fish and everything. The kind of nodra, I mean, a Muslim, the person makes a nader from mazon, chohad varm kutz mehamayim, he can't drink, eat or drink any food whatsoever except water and salt. Water and salt is not food, it's not drink. Salt is not a food, and mehamayim is not a drink, it's not anything, that's not a yayin or lavash or cholav, it's mayim, water, and it's not really, doesn't give you any, mayim doesn't give you any nutrition. And melach doesn't give you any nutrition. So that's not called food. Then he tells them, V'yashalach ezelcho echa, he sent away his brothers, V'yelcho, V'yomer aleyesh. And they went and he said to them, don't get involved in an argument, a quarrel, whose fault was that you sold me here. Don't do that. Number two, don't get involved in halacha while you're traveling, because you'll be so involved, you'll miss the turnoff, the exit on the highway. You'll keep going the wrong direction 40, 50 miles till you realize what's going on. Don't you mix the exit. You can take the wrong turn with your donkeys or the wagons I'm sending you. You're getting so involved in halacha and lamdas, you're going to forget which way you're going. That's one. Don't quarrel because who sent me here? That's the second explanation. The Alam Mitzrayim, and they came up from Mitzrayim Yavo, and they came, Eretz Kanan, El Yaakov Avihim, but Yagidu, they told him, had to tell him everything, that they lied to him, that they actually, he's still alive. Yagidu, Yagid, it's like Kosher Kegidim, it's like chewing sinews, it's very, very hard to spill the truth. Yagidu, they told him, unfortunately, we had, I tell you, we were lying 22 years ago. Like Gidim, like sinews, which are hard to digest. But Yagidu, they told him, Lomer, oh, Yosef, Chai Yosef is still living. He's this ruler. His heart refused to believe. His heart refused to become exhilarated. It was refused to become convinced. He was only 50-50 convinced. Pug, Pegima is diluted. Pegima, there was a problem here. Once a liar, always a liar. They can't believe him. Maybe there's another lie. He was numb. His heart became numb. Ki lo hemilam, he didn't believe them. Look what it says here. Ki loshon b'chi yofag libo, nechlav libo, his heart turned away. V'holach milam, he didn't want to believe. Lo hoya libo poge el adorm pone, was not turning toward the things they said. He wasn't convinced. Loshon mefigin tamo, you dilute the tam. Loshon Mishnah, Kimo and Echo, which means should be true, could be not true. I'm not 100% convinced. Simon Mosar Lahem, Bamar Hoya Osek. He says, I'm one way my father's going to believe me, because I know he won't believe it. There's a Pekima here, there's the fault here. Once you lie, you're always a liar, and I am mad. He doesn't believe him 100%. Mefagin Tam, that Shmektup's not 100% right, he says. He says, but one way Yosef said, I know he'll believe when he sees this. Mosolo Mama, he said, I tell him all the Divya Yosef. This is what Yosef told the boys to say. Simon Mosolahem. But Moha Yosef Keshapirish Mimenu. What were we both of us learning when we left each other? Nobody knows except me and him. But Parsha Zegla Rufo. And Parsha Zegla Rufo. Zesh Nem of Yars Agolos. He saw the Agolos wagons. Don't read it Agolos. Read it Eglos. Oh. Atiku agolos elo eglos. Look at Sif's Chachomim. They were talking about eglo harufo asher sholach Yosef. Agolo shel paro, it says in Medrash, Paro had wagons, and emblazoned on the wagons in the wood was the avodah zarah of the country. Yosef had told them to burn up these wagons, get other wagons, or burn off that symbol and get other symbols. And then he came to Yosef, had these wagons, and pulled by eglos calves. Agolos by calves. Ooh. These wagons pulled the load of 10 male and female, 10 the male and female donkeys, and that's what it says very nice at the end of Yaris Agolos. It doesn't say it's all the chamorim basonos. Rashi said this is the Marshal's explanation. Matuv merits Mitzrayim. What we said about that. Some say that two variables was grease and shall pull beans, beaten up beans. Seems to be a very valuable commodity. Ktakumo, mozon, lifton, relish, pounded beans put on the bread. You know what it says in the I know what the mind base of Sheva says? It says in the parashas Egla Rufa Kosov, Yodneinu lo shovchus adom hazeh. They're not guilty for killing me, they never did. Ayin Mayan base Ashevo. Also it says in the Indian over there, the Indian Eglo Arufo, he says it's Emerumus Kavonis Yosef. The Chet of the brothers, doesn't it says there and say in the Parsha Eglo Arufo, Patruhu below Lechem Umayim, we didn't patru him. We didn't let him go without Lechem Umayim, and they did. They let him go without Lechem Umayim, food for the road. And they have to do the Egla Rufa in an Amuka in a valley. Didn't they bring Yaakov into a deep depression for 22 years? Vayora Vanochal. They went down and they have to do this thing in a Nachal, in a valley, this Egla Rufa. Didn't they bring Yaakov down to a Nachal for 22 years in the depression? And it says there in the Egla Rufa that they swear that this dead person they found, they say to the Bezdin, they go to the Zakenim of that seer, the Bezdin says, and they says, "Lo b'tru b'lechem b'layim." This b'lechem b'mayim. This wanderer, this orech that came in town. We didn't let him go without the giving him food and road for and food and water for the derech. And they let Yosef go without this. So the whole parsha Egla Rufa fits perfectly. Vayidav Elav, that's called Divrei Yosef, which means about Egla Rufa. Asher Dibra Aleihem Beyaris Hagolos, he saw the wagons pulled by calves that Yosef sent. Sholach Yosef, not the ones that Pharaoh sent, with the avodah zarah and blazing in the wood. L'seisos are to carry him. But he, now he got the Ruach HaKodesh back, but he Ruach Yaakov Avim. And the Ruach Yaakov got, it rejuvenated the life of Yaakov. What does that mean? Yesh omer mahu v'tchi ruach Yaakov ruach hakodesh. Some say ruach nevuah, shechina, she nostalgic menu that was away from him for 22 years. She ushar saw love, osushar. That moment it came back. That means he knew that Yosef was truly living, because he didn't have. He was, when he saw the wagons, he wasn't sure. But Yosef Libot, there's a pekima in this story, because once a liar, always a liar. She says, once you tell the sheker, they don't believe you even if you tell the truth. But when he saw the agolos, eglos pulled by calves, agolos, eglos, egla rufa, he stood to understand the whole thing. But in that, the brothers didn't know, because only Yosef and Yaakov were learning egla rufa. No one knew that. But the chiruach Yaakov got nevuah back and ran ruach kodesh, because he knew this was really Yosef sending him this thing, because it's a symbol, simon of the egla rufa. Kol kilohem elohem om rab shimon kol anshe kach anshe shel badoi. This is the unshow, the punishment of badoi, not truth sayers. Shafila omer emes, even when they tell the truth, ain't shom, you don't listen to them. Shekin mesina b'nei Yaakov. We find it from the sons of Yaakov. Shinamar says, and Vayeshe, Vayakiru, he recognized the torn kasonis. The Yomer kasonis benihu, it's my son's torn up garment. Vichach macharon, 22 years later, afabu shidibru emmes, even though they told the truth, lohem elohem, he didn't believe them. Shinamar, Vayofaglibo, kilohem elohem, he had a doubt there. Pug tama, when you could dilute something with water. That means he had a doubt. It was not 100%. But he ruach Yaakov, yesh omer mahul teivat dechi ruach Yaakov, ruach hakodesh, baby ruach nevuah, shechina, tinstalik memeno, it went away from him. Shashar solov, b'osushar came back at that moment after 22 years. Okay, we're finished. Zayv gezun shtar, good Hanukkah.